जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद Today we will read the sixth verse from the third chapter of Madhya Lila Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, entitled Lord Chaitanya at the House of Advaita Acharya. This verse is the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, which was repeated by Avanti Brahmana in his mood of renunciation. And after accepting sannyasa order, Lord Chaitanya was again and again chanting this verse to stir up the spirit of vairagya or renunciation which is proper for a sannyasi. So the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam is as follows. Etam sashtaya paratmanishtam adhyasitam purvatamair maharshibih mahadhibih aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishevayaiva etam kindly repeat etam this saha such asthaya being completely fixed in para atmanishtam devotion to the Supreme Person Krishna adhyasitam worshipped purvatamai by previous mahadhi acharyas aham I, tarishyami, shall cross over durantaparam, the insurmountable, tamaha, the ocean of nations, mukunda angri, the lotus feet of mukunda, nishevaya, by worship, Eva, certainly. Translation. As a Brahmana from Avanti Desha said, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nations by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous Acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord. Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. In connection with this verse, which is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that of the 64 items required for rendering devotional service, acceptance of the symbolic marks of sannyasa is a regulative principle. If one accepts the sannyasa order, his main business is to devote his life completely to the service of Mukunda, Krishna. If one does not completely devote his mind and body to the service of the Lord, he does not actually become a sannyasi. It is simply a matter of changing dress. In Bhagavad Gita it is also stated, anashritah karma phalam karyam karma karoti yah sa sannyasi, sa yogicha, cha yogicha. One who works devotedly to the satisfaction of Krishna is a sannyasi. The dress is not sannyasa, but the attitude of service to Krishna is. The word Paratmanishta means being devotee of Lord Krishna. Paratma, the Supreme Person, is Krishna. Ishvara Paramah Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Those who are completely dedicated to the lotus feet of Krishna in the service are actually sannyasis. As a matter of formality, the devotee accepts sannyasa dress as previous acharyas did. He also accepts Sri Dandas. Later, Vishnu Swami considered that accepting the dress of Tridandi was a Paratmanishta. Therefore, sincere devotee add another danda, the Jiva danda, to the three existing dandas. The Vaishnava sannyasi is known as Tridandi sannyasi. The Mayavadi sannyasi accepts only one danda, not understanding the purpose of Tridanda. Later, many persons in the community of Shiva Swami gave up the Atmanishta, devotional service of the Lord, and followed the path of Shankaracharya. Instead of accepting 108 names, those in Shiva Swami Sampradaya follow the path of Shankaracharya and accept the 10 names of sannyasa. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted then existing order of sannyasa, namely Ekadanda, he still recited the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam about the Tridanda sannyasa accepted by Brahmana of Avantipur. Directly, indirectly, he declared that within that Ekadanda, one danda, four dandas existed as one. Accepting Ekadanda sannyasa without Paratmanishta, devotional service to Lord Krishna, is not acceptable to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In addition, according to the exact regulative principles, one should add the Jiva danda to the three danda. These four dandas, bound together as one, are symbolic of unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. Because the Ekadandi sannyasi of the Mayavada school are not devoted to the service of Krishna, they try to merge into the Brahman effulgence, which is a marginal position between material and spiritual existence. They accept impersonal position of liberation as liberation. Mayavadi sannyasis, not knowing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Tridandi, think of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Ekadandi sannyasi. This is due to their vivarta, bewilderment. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no such thing as an Ekadandi sannyasi. Indeed, the Tridandi sannyasi is accepted as the symbolic representation of the sannyasa order. By citing this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyasa order recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Mayavadi sannyasi who are enamored by the external energies of the Lord cannot understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki. Etamsa sthaya paratmanishtam abhyasitam purvatamar mahadhibi. Aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundangri nishevayaiva. As a Brahmana from Avantipura Desha said, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nations by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in the firm devotion of the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Goravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine. Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ajanulambita Bhujokanaka Vadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Daksha Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. Yantah pravishyam amavachyam amam prasuptam sanjeevaya tekila shakti daraksvadamna anyam shahasta charana shravanat bhagadim pranannamo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. So today we're continuing discussing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. To understand his purpose of Advent, which we will celebrate in a few days, and his magnanimous teachings. It is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya came after Lord Krishna, and he always comes after Lord Krishna to give the purport to Lord Krishna's teachings. Lord Krishna is a mysterious person. Nobody can understand Krishna fully, and nobody can understand what Krishna wants us to do. Sometimes Krishna steals, sometimes Krishna dances with the wives of other people, and still people are bewildered. You know, they have this understanding that if somebody great comes, he has to behave very properly, and therefore people, they can relate and understand Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra, everyone can understand. He's so righteous, so pakka, so proper. He's doing everything properly. And then Lampata Krishna comes. And he's a Lampata. He's a debauchee. He's doing whatever he likes because he's Rasika. He's always enjoying. He's stealing. He's abusing. He's killing. Nobody can understand him. And then Lord Krishna says at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharvan Parityajam Mamekam Saranam Raja, just surrender unto me. Give up all your religions. Give up all your duties. Don't bother about this. Just surrender unto me. Aham Tvam Sarva Papibhyo Moksha Syami Suchit Masuchaha. Don't worry about anything. I will protect you. So in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya himself explains that he comes after Lord Krishna to give the purport, to explain what Lord Krishna really means. Because in reality, it's not so easy to understand what it means to surrender. We have heard this word so many times, surrender, surrender, surrender. And every time we hear this word, it means something different. You know, usually people say, surrender unto me. You know, do whatever I like. But Lord Chaitanya comes to explain what it means to do what Krishna wants from us. What it really means to surrender unto Lord Krishna and do what he wants. And for this purpose only, he accepts sannyas. And for this purpose only, he dedicates his whole complete life to the service of Krishna. But he wants us to understand what it means to serve Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada explains very beautifully in this purport what it means to serve Krishna. Usually we have understanding that serving Krishna means doing something external. And usually when we hear surrender unto me, we also feel or understand that it means doing something external. And it does mean doing something external. But it means doing something external in a proper mood. And the mood is the most important. Because if you do something external without having the proper mood, this external activity will not necessarily constitute service. You may do something because you have to do it, because you're obliged to do it, because you have the idea that you will get some remuneration for what you're doing. And this is not service. Surrender unto Krishna means to have the proper mood of service, that I want to serve and I want to give up everything else but serve. And this mood, if we do something in this mood, that means sannyas. Prabhupada explains here that sannyas doesn't mean external dress. Sannyas doesn't mean all this external insignia of sannyas. Sannyas means mood. Sannyasis are usually chant Gopi Bhava mantra in our sampradaya. And Gopi Bhava mantra is a very special mantra which was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Keshava Bharati Maharaj. He whispered it and he said, "Is it this mantra you want to give me?" And Keshava Bharati Maharaj said, "Yes, yes. This is exactly this mantra which I want to give you." And this Gopi Bhav means bhav. Sometimes we misunderstand what bhav means. Sometimes people, they have such a gross understanding of bhav that in order to practice Gopi Bhav, they dress themselves in a sari. It's a pretty ridiculous kind of action, you know, some male with a lot of beard, you know, dresses himself in a sari, puts bindi, you know, this is my Gopi Bhav. This is not Gopi Bhav. This is cheap imitation, because bhav means bhav. Bhav means the mood, the condition of your heart, the mood in which you act, what impels you to act. And this Gopi Bhav mantra is the means or vehicle to meditate on this mood. And Prabhupada, he was, in one letter, he was explaining very beautifully what Gopi Bhav means. And he was explaining what it means to be a sannyasi. He was writing, perhaps, I don't remember exactly to whom this letter was addressed, but somebody asked him, what does it mean to be in this Gopi Bhav? Does it mean that we have to, you know, put some bangles and, you know, put some pot of yogurt on our head and say, whoa. Prabhupada said, Gopi Bhav means you go to bank and sign a check. Gopi Bhav means you manage. Gopi Bhav means you collect money. This is also Gopi Bhav, by the way. Prabhupada says, Gopi Bhav means you do whatever is necessary in the service of the Lord by giving all your heart to this service. Not half of the heart. Not three quarters of the heart. Not 90% of the heart. Your complete heart, 100%. Give all your consciousness to this service and leave nothing for yourself. I am living only because of Krishna. And my only duty, my only dharma is to do something which is pleasing to Him. And whatever it means to please Him, I have to do. If He wants me to do something, you know, which is like gopis. What does it mean to be in Gopi Bhav? Gopis gave up everything, all their husbands and everything. They dumped everything. They were, you know, some of them, they were caressing their babies and trying to feed their babies.
And then they dumped the babies when they heard the flute of Krishna.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he was explaining that this last verse of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Raja, is actually a sound of Krishna's flute. He is calling us by his flute and he is saying, there is nothing, nothing, nothing important in this world by this mood of service. If you really want to achieve something in this world, something substantial for what we are meant, we have to develop this mood. And this mood means sannyas. And it is exactly in this mood Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wandering in the place called Radhadesh after accepting sannyas, mad out of ecstasy, chanting again and again this particular verse. Etam sashtaya paratmanishtam abhyasitam purvatamaya maharshidi aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundangri nisheva eva. I will be fixed in the service of the Lord, paratmanishta, abhyasitam. I will serve him again and again and again. Nothing will deviate me from this service. And by this way, following the previous acharyas, the great devotees of the past, I will cross over this insurmountable ocean of nations. Duranta param. Aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundangri. This tama, this nations is so thick, it's so difficult to cross over. But there is one means to cross it over, to dedicate oneself completely to the service of the Lord. So, I will tell what happened afterwards in this chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I will tell some other stories from Chaitanya Bhagavat and some other biographies of Lord Chaitanya. But the main thing we have to understand is this. Whatever Lord Chaitanya did, he was doing us to teach us what it means to surrender. To surrender one's body, one's mind, and one's speech completely. Lord Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport that sannyasis, they carry this tridanda. And tridanda means to dedicate one's body, one's mind, and one's speech to the service of the Lord. And Prabhupada says, the tridandi sannyasis, they add the fourth danda to the tree, jiva danda. And it means basically that my whole soul does not belong to me any longer. And again, this is not only the duty of a sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas to teach us how every one of us should behave. What should be the mood of everyone, no matter who you are. Because he said very clearly, I am not a sannyasi. I am not a Brahman, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra. I am servant of the gopis, who is serving Krishna. So, this is the mood. This is his teaching. And whatever he did, we can understand only if we understand this point. He was teaching us how we should live in this world, to cross over this insurmountable ocean of nations. Otherwise we will be lost, we will be bewildered. We will be completely, totally lost in this ocean of nations. And this is not good. Nothing funny about it. So, I will tell a few stories from Lord Chaitanya's life and pastimes which he did after accepting sannyas order. He was overwhelmed by this mood and wandering with Lord Nityananda and few others who were accompanying him, Chandrasekhara Acharya, in Radhadesh, he was saying,
I'm going to Vrindavan. I'm going to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the place where I can really worship Krishna. And Lord Nityananda was with him, and he knew what was happening at that time in Navadvip. When Lord Chaitanya left Navadvip, he left Navadvip by plunging everyone in Navadvip in the ocean of despair. And Navadvip became dark. We know when Lord Ramachandra left for the forest, the whole Ayodhya was deserted. Everyone was suffering these pangs of separation. When Krishna left Vrindavan, everyone was crying and everyone was as if dead. But when Lord Chaitanya, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi, left Navadvip, everyone was suffering the same pangs of separation with him. Mother Sachi was like a doll. She was standing without moving. She was not eating, she was not drinking, she was only crying. She was crying and crying and crying. And sometimes she was going mad and she was saying, "Krishna, Krishna, where are you? Where are you?" And then at times she was crying, you know, "Akrura, Akrura, this cruel Akrura came to Vrindavan and he took my son. Where is he? Where is he? Where is Krishna? Where is Balaram?" She was going mad. And everyone in Navadvip was crying. And even the atheists who were offending Lord Chaitanya, they realized what they are deprived now. Even they were crying. What to speak of the close associates of Lord Chaitanya, they were fainting, they were losing their consciousness, they couldn't eat, they couldn't sleep. They were just completely on the verge of death. And Advaita Acharya, he was raising his hands up in the air and he was saying, "I will jump in Ganga. And I will drown myself in Ganga, because what is the use of living here in Navadvip?" And at this very moment, when he was about to jump in Ganga, there was a voice from the sky. And this voice from the sky said, "Don't worry, he will come here again. And he will stay with you as before. Gauranga Mahaprabhu will come again and he will live with you as before." And everyone couldn't believe it, but everyone heard this voice and everyone started jumping in the air and yelling, "Haribo, Haribo, Haribo." And Advaita Acharya, he changed his mind. He said, "If he comes, that's another story. I can stay here. I can wait for him." So Lord Nityananda, he knew perfectly well what is happening in Navadvip, what is happening in Shantipur. Therefore, when Lord Chaitanya said to him, "We're going to Vrindavan," Lord Nityananda told him, "I know the best way to go to Vrindavan." Because he was a sannyasi, he was traveling before, and he said, "I will teach you the best way. We will go the shortest way to Vrindavan." And he was taking him directly back to Navadvip, to Shantipur. And he said to the, you know, to the boys which were there, the cowherd boys, you know, if this sannyasi will ask you, "Where is the way to Vrindavan?" you show him this way. This is the way to Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he didn't believe this Nityananda. He would ask this cowherd boys, "Where is the way to Vrindavan?" They say, "Oh, this is the way to Vrindavan." So instead of going to the west, to Vrindavan, they were going directly to the east. And because Lord Chaitanya was half mad, he couldn't understand what's going on. He was just going and going, and he was chanting, and he was repeating this verse, and he was in this mood, and he was saying, "I'm going to Vrindavan. Very soon I will see the Lord of my life, Lord Krishna." And ultimately, in the meantime, Lord Nityananda sent Chandrasekharacharya, the maternal uncle of Lord Chaitanya, and he said to the Chandrasekharacharya, you go to Mother Sachi, and you bring Mother Sachi to Shantipur, and you go to Advaita Acharya, and you say to Advaita Acharya that he should wait for Lord Chaitanya with a boat on this side of Ganga. So ultimately they were going and going and going, and then they came to the bank, and Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Nityananda, what is this river? And Lord Nityananda said, you know, this is Yamuna. Of course, this is Yamuna. We are going to Vrindavan. We are in Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya, he couldn't understand anything. He said, oh, Yamuna. And he started reciting verses, praying to Yamuna. And he said, oh, how happy I am, how wonderful I am. Finally, I am here. And I will take bath in Yamuna. And then he saw Advaita Acharya standing there with a boat. And then he looked at Advaita Acharya and then he asked him, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? And Advaita Acharya said, you know, I just came here. And then Lord Chaitanya started bathing in Ganga, and then he came out, and Advaita Acharya told him, this is, by the way, Ganga. And Lord Chaitanya looked at Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was little afraid. And he said, he cheated me. He cheated me. And Advaita Acharya said, no, he didn't cheat you. Because it is said when Ganga and Yamuna came together in Allahabad, since this confluence, Yamuna is still on the western bank of Ganga, and on the eastern bank of Ganga there is Ganga, so you did take bath in Yamuna. This is Yamuna, don't worry about this. And then Advaita Acharya said to Lord Chaitanya, please come and take to my house. I cooked little rice and just little spinach for you to eat. Please take your alms. Now you are a sannyasi, and as a sannyasi you have to take alms. Please take your alms in my house. And Lord Chaitanya, he didn't eat for many, many days. And Advaita Acharya said, this is proper for a sannyasi to beg alms. Please give me this honor. Take the first alms in my house. It is said in Chaitanya Bhagavata that Mother Sachi didn't eat, didn't sleep, and did not take water for 12 days while Lord Chaitanya was wandering in Radhadesh after accepting sannyas. And Lord Chaitanya didn't eat the same amount, the same number of days. And he came to Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya, he put a big, huge plate of prasadam. There was rice, and there was, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj devotes at least 20 different verses describing the food which was cooked by Advaita Acharya. There were so many varieties of food. You know, this food and this sabji and this sweets and this cakes and this and this. And then Lord Chaitanya, when he saw this, he said, oh, this is very nice. You are serving Lord Krishna so nicely. Give me little rice. I will take just a morsel of rice. And Advaita Acharya said, no, you will eat everything which I cooked. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, no, I cannot eat everything. I can't eat. I'm a sannyasi. I will eat just a morsel of rice. Please don't force me. I cannot eat. My stomach will not be able to take everything which you cooked. And there was, you know, mountains of everything. And Advaita Acharya said, in Jagannath Puri, you take food 54 times a day. If you take everything which I cooked, it will not even constitute one morsel. So please take one morsel which I cooked. You can eat much more. And then Nityananda was in a completely different mood. When they sat down and Advaita Acharya put all these mountains of different food in front of them, Lord Nityananda looked at this food and he said, I was fasting for so long. And I was hoping finally to break my fast, but it seems like I will fast yet another day. All this food which you give me will not fill even a portion of my stomach. And Advaita Acharya said, you are a sannyasi, you're supposed to be a sannyasi, please be satisfied with whatever I give. Don't be too choosy and too picky. And they were starting arguing with each other. And finally, Advaita Acharya more or less forced them to sit down. And they started eating, and Advaita Acharya was giving them new and new and new seconds and seconds. And Lord Nityananda was eating and eating and eating and eating. And finally he said, I ate so little. It's not enough for me. And he became angry. He took some rice and he threw this rice in the floor. And two or three grains of rice, they somehow or other stick to the body of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya, he's a pure Brahmana. And to put some remnants of food to the body of a pure Brahmana, it's a great offense. And Advaita Acharya, when these grains of rice touched his body, he started dancing. And dancing and dancing, and he's saying, Hari, 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 Hari. Finally, this food eaten by this foolish sannyasi touched my body. He started blaspheming Lord Nityananda, and he was so happy about this. Who can understand this? Nobody can understand this. But what it means surrender. Surrender means to be in this mood. I just want to serve and I want to do whatever Krishna wants me to do. And of course, this is a long story. I cannot tell this story too long because I want to tell a couple of other stories. And Mother Sachi came to Shantipur. Chandrasekharacharya brought her. And when Lord Chaitanya saw her, he said, my mother, I belong to you. Somehow or other, in my madness, I accepted sannyas without consulting with you, without taking your permission. But I am your property. And if you want me to stay in Navadvip, I will stay in Navadvip. Just tell me, one word of yours will be enough. I will give up my sannyas and I will stay in Navadvip to the rest of my life. And Mother Sachi, she thought for a moment. And she said, my dear son, you accept sannyas. It's not proper for you to stay in the place of your birth. My order to you, remain a sannyasi. But I beg you, please, don't go too far. Please go to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, and stay in Jagannath Puri so that every now and then you could come here back and I would see you. And sometimes the people from my village would go to see you and they will bring news about you. Please. And Lord Chaitanya said, this is the order of the Lord Himself. You're my guru. You're telling me where should I stay, and I will stay in Jagannath Puri. Please be assured that I will stay there and only there. And he actually was very happy to receive this order from his mother because he did want to go to Jagannath Puri. He wanted to go to Jagannath Puri because it is in Jagannath Puri, the Lord Jagannath manifests the highest mood, the mood of separation with Vrindavan. While Lord Chaitanya wanted to stay in Jagannath Puri, the reason is simple, because this peculiar form of the Lord is the manifestation of the Raha Bhava of the Lord. When the Lord Krishna experiencing this separation with Vrindavan feels the ecstasy of this separation, of this Viraha Bhava, he becomes Lord Jagannath. His limbs of the body become subtracted in his body, and his eyes become big, and his mouth smiles, and he feels this ecstasy of Viraha Bhava. So Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to go there. And when a few days passed, and when Lord Chaitanya was taking prasad from Mother Sachi, he finally took the permission from her and from Advaita Acharya to go to Nilachal. And of course, all the inhabitants of Shantipur, they went after him and they were following him, without being able to bear the separation with him. But ultimately Lord Chaitanya said, go home. I am a sannyasi. I will go with a few of my companions to Jagannath Puri, because it is proper for me to be alone. I am going to forest. And then he went and he took boat, and they sat down in a boat, and they going through the Chandrabhaga river or whatever river was there in the boat. And Lord Chaitanya with few of his companions started singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's just singing and chanting, and it's night, and the boat starts rocking, and he jump up and he starts dancing in the boat. And the boatman says, this madman, what is this? What's going on? This madman, what will happen with us? The tigers are there, the dacoits are there, the Muslims are there, you know, what will happen with us? And this madman is crying with the loud voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please sit down, please be quiet. And Lord Chaitanya, he looked at this boatman and he said, you just an atheist. You don't believe in God. Sudarshana Chakra himself follows everyone who chants this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he started jumping even more, and chanting even more. And ultimately the boatman, he just gave up. He said, no, I don't know what happens with this man. And anyway, there is an interesting story which is described by in Govinda Kadach, which I wanted to describe, because in this little story, Lord Chaitanya, which happened with Lord Chaitanya on the way to Nilachal, Lord Chaitanya showed his mission, showed why he came to this world. This is described in Chaitanya Mangala and Chaitanya Bhagavat, that sometimes the desire within the heart of the Lord was so strong that he would run ahead of everyone else and nobody could really catch up him. Sometimes he would run far, far away and he would raise his hands up in the air and he would chant Jagannath, 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 O treasure of my heart, Krishna, Jagannath. And his followers, Mukunda and Jagadananda and Nityananda, they had a hard time to catch him. So once he was running and he was completely absorbed in this mood of love of Krishna, which is supposed to be the highest ecstasy, the highest mood which we are supposed to experience by chanting this mantra. And he was passing by a dhobi, washerman. This washerman was a simple, ignorant person. And he was completely absorbed in his stupid work. He was washing the clothes of people and he was And he just couldn't see anything. He couldn't see Lord Chaitanya. He couldn't care less. You know, he was just as if this is the mission of human life. And all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya, he came out of his ecstasy. He saw this poor creature who is wasting his life, who just so absorbed, who cannot see anything, who is just so all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya approaches this poor dhobi. And he comes to this poor dhobi. And this dhobi, he notices that somebody in a saffron clothes is near him. And he becomes little suspicious because, you know, all these people in saffron clothes, they always beg something. So he just turns away from Lord Chaitanya. Don't disturb me. I'm doing my business. I'm busy. I'm making money. You know, I'm a beautiful husband of my wife. I have to make her happy. And I have to surrender unto her. Once I came to one big man, he was a very rich man, and we were talking something about God. And he said to me, you know, this is all very nice what you are talking, but I already have God. I said, you know, which God do you have? He said, my wife. She is my God. So I surrender unto her. So this guy, he was watching, and Lord Chaitanya said, dear sir, can you listen to me for a second? And this dhobi, he didn't want to listen. He said, I don't have money. Just was afraid that he would beg from him something. I don't have anything. He said, I don't need money. I have one request. Can you please chant Hare Krishna? This dhobi was a little surprised that this sannyasi was begging something. But, you know, sometimes the sannyasis, they have tricks. These pandas. If you go to Radha Kund, they will tell you, just take something little, you know, no money. Just say this mantra. And then we will ask you for money. So this guy, he was thinking the same way. This guy, he will ask me to chant something and then he will ask money, you know. We know this. We know this trick. No, I don't have money. But Lord Chaitanya, he was insisting. He said, please, chant Hari Bol. Please, once, only once, chant Hari. Not even Hare Krishna, just Hari. This dhobi, he just couldn't resist. He looked at this sannyasi. Sannyasi had big eyes, beautiful eyes. It was so beautiful and his presence was so strong. He just was trying somehow or other to avoid this, but he didn't know how to do this. Ultimately, he found some excuse. He said, if I just chant, who will wash the clothes? And if I don't wash the clothes, I will not get money. If I not get money, I will not have anything to eat. If I not have anything to eat, my wife will drive me out. Lord Chaitanya said, this is the reason? Is it the only reason why you don't want to chant? I will wash the clothes instead of you. I saw this sannyasi, brahmana, you know, very highly placed, and this dhobi, it's a very low class job. And this sannyasi is offering him, please let me wash clothes instead of you. Just chant. I will do it. This is what the Lord is telling us. Don't worry. I will do your job. You chant. You just chant. This is what I want from you. So he just could not resist anymore. So he gave up his washing business.
He stood up and he said, "What should I chant?"
And Lord Chaitanya said, "Chant Hari Bol."
And he said, "Hari Bol."
And Lord Chaitanya said, "Please chant once more."
"Hari Bol."
Lord Chaitanya begged him, "Please, once more. Hari Bol." And when he chanted for the third time, something happened to him. His hair stand on end. And the name of Lord Hari started dancing on his tongue. Because Lord Chaitanya himself was present there, and he started dancing like madman and chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare." He was dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing and chanting like a madman. And Lord Chaitanya sat down and he said, "Now I like it. So nice." He was looking at him and this beautiful scene of this madman who is dancing and chanting, and he was so happy because this is my mission. I came to this world to teach everyone how to chant and dance. And, you know, after a few minutes, his companions, his associates, they came there and they looked at this scene. Lord Chaitanya is sitting and this madman is chanting and dancing, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol." He's totally bewildered and his hairs are standing on end and tears are flowing from his eyes. So they asked him, Lord Chaitanya, "What did you do to this man?" And he said, "Nothing, I just gave him Harinam, that's it. And look what happened to him." So they sat down and they wanted to see the end of the story. After a few minutes, the wife came with a big plate of rice. Because the wife didn't want him to stop his washing business, so she would bring lunch to him from the village. And when she came, she saw her husband dancing and chanting. And she looked at him and she said, "You know, I didn't know that you're such a dancer. You never danced before." And she was, of course, she was a little angry at him, you know. She thought, what this guy is doing, you know, instead of washing, making money, he's just dancing. And then she said, "Sit down, just eat." But he couldn't hear her. He was just dancing. Not only he couldn't hear her, he couldn't see her. And the wife, she was totally surprised. She came closer to her husband and she looked at the eyes of the husband and she saw that he was not there. She just saw that he just couldn't see anything. He was just dancing and chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol." And she thought, "My goodness, ghost possessed him." She became so afraid and she started running in the village, calling to the neighbors, "Help, help, help, ah!" You know, the villagers, they came and she said, "My husband is possessed by ghost. He's like a madman. He's chanting something, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and he's there. You know, please help me, help me." And all the villagers, they came and they saw this wonderful scene. And Lord Chaitanya is sitting there, he's smiling, he's watching. And all the villagers, they surrounded this dhobi, and this dhobi is chanting, and he completely oblivious of the world. He didn't remember anything, he doesn't know anything, he doesn't know whether it's day or night, what is going on, he's just chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. So the villagers there, they're watching this, totally awestruck. They don't know what's going on. And then finally, somebody came closer to him. And he looked at his eyes and he saw that his eyes was like, you know, they were just, you know, big, and nobody was there. And then this man, he just touched his body. And when he touched his body, he felt that horrification, that all his hair stand on end and the tears flew from eyes, and he started chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he felt, it's so nice. And he started dancing, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And when he started dancing, he ran towards his neighbors, and he started embracing these neighbors, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and everyone started dancing, and ultimately the wife of this dobi also started dancing. She started dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya was sitting there and said, this is why I came to this world. Came to this world to give everyone this Harinam, this holy name. And not only to give them holy name, to give this mood of complete surrender to the Supreme Lord. And because if you only take holy name, it will be just a shadow of the holy name. You have to take the holy name with this mood, together with this mood. And if you take this holy name with this mood together, then the mission of Lord Chaitanya will be fulfilled. And so with this little story he showed his mission and his intention, his idea, his task for every one of us. He came to give us this holy name, and he came to give us this exalted mood of complete surrender to the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada came to do the same. And this line coming from Lord Chaitanya, he came with the very same mission for every one of us, to give us the wonderful holy name and the mood of Vrindavan. And if we do this, then we really celebrate the appearance of Lord Chaitanya in this world. So, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much.